This Sunday is the Philadelphia Pride Parade, an annual LGBTQ event that marches through the so-called Gayborhood and ends at a festival at Penn's Landing. This year, the parade marks its 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots in New York, which sparked the modern gay rights movement and pride parades around the world. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports this year is the first time the parade in Philadelphia will be televised.
For John Morris, this is the start of parade season. For the next 6 months, the vice president of content at Philadelphia's Channel 6 will oversee the shooting of 7 parades, starting this weekend with Pride.
This year, 50th anniversary of Stonewall, we stepped up our effort because we thought this was a great year to finally get this parade on television.
The parade will not be broadcast live. Channel 6 will shoot from the judging area and then broadcast an edited version 3 weeks later, paired with a special program about Stonewall. The television special is possible in part through Visit Philadelphia, the city's tourism marketing organization. Visit Philly president Jeff Guaracino is putting some of his summer advertising budget into the TV production because the parade is a major attraction.
It has big value. We know for a long time that LGBTQ tourism is big business and is an economic driver.
The parade will not be altered to accommodate television, unlike more choreographed events like the Thanksgiving parade, where the action is timed to the needs of the broadcast. Channel 6 will not be interfering with the flow of the Pride parade. Guaracino believes televising the parade is a meaningful advance for LGBTQ rights.
Never before has this community and this history been chronicled by international news organizations, museums, and exhibitions, and then told through the mass media of radio, television, print, online, and digital to the world.
The Pride Parade in New York, which is significantly larger than Philadelphia's, has been televised live by New York's ABC affiliate since 2017 and was nominated for Emmy Awards. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.